Hare Krishna. This is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, with translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As a reminder, these podcasts are audio companions to an online study at our website, sarusangaonline.com. If you would like to delve deeper into studying Srimad Bhagavatam with other devotees, please join us. These podcasts and our online study series are made possible by contributions from devotees. To offer your support, please use the links on our website homepage or send donations through PayPal to sarusangaonline@gmail.com. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9. Mother Yasoda binds Lord Krishna. Texts 1 and 2. Sri Sukadeva Goswami continued. One day, when Mother Yasoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged in other household affairs, she personally began to churn the yogurt. While churning, she remembered the childish activities of Krishna, and in her own way, she composed songs and enjoyed singing to herself all about those activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Viswanatha Chakrabarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnav Toshini of Srila Sanatana Goswami, says that the incident of Krishna's breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yasoda took place on the Diwali day, or Deepa Malika. Even today, in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the month of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yasoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Mother Yasoda wanted to collect the milk from these cows, make it into yogurt, and churn it into butter personally. Since she thought that the child Krishna was going to the houses of neighborhood gopis and gopis to steal butter because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared. While churning the butter, Mother Yasoda was singing all about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. It appears that Mother Yasoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poeticized all of Krishna's childhood activities, such as the killing of Putana, Agasura, Shakatasura, and Trinavarta. And, while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yasoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. Viswanatha Chakrabarti Thakur's commentary. The most astonishing and uncommon parental love, Vatsalya Prema, wherein Krishna became the object, Vishaya, and Nanda and Yasoda were the shelter, Ashraya, must have been the result of a most extraordinary and unparalleled form of sadhana. Parikshit had asked the question to Sukadeva, but the story of Drona and Dara did not reveal such extraordinary sadhana. Seeing that Parikshit was not too pleased, Sukadeva told him about Krishna's Damodara Leela to give the real answer to Parikshit's question, What past auspicious activities did Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj perform to achieve the perfection of getting Krishna as their son? Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.46. On the Deepavali day, during the day of lighting the ghee lamps, Yasoda began churning yogurt for Krishna's pleasure. She became absorbed in thought how, among her husband's countless cows, there were 7 or 8 who were as rare as a horse with one black ear, who ate the most fragrant grass, who gave the tastiest, fragrant milk for the satisfaction of her son. Yasoda personally churned because she wanted to make special butter for her son. How could her servants, who often burn the milk, do this properly? Driven by a stubbornness arising from Vatsalya Prema, Yasoda concluded that others could not do the job properly. From that day forward, Yasoda resolved that she would prepare all Krishna's butter, milk, and other edibles. They would be so tasty that Krishna would no longer go to others' houses to steal. Yasoda was churning the best yogurt among the countless samples that she had prepared the day before with her own hands. Verse 2, the ladies of Braj poeticized all of Krishna's childhood activities. Having collected all these songs, Mother Yasoda began to sing these songs in order to pacify her longing to see Krishna, who was sleeping in another room. Text 3. Dressed in a saffron-yellowed sari, with a belt tied about her full hips, Mother Yasoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably, her bangles and earrings moving and vibrating, and her whole body shaking. Because of her intense love for her child, her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration, and Malati flowers were falling from her hair. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection or parental affection should contemplate the bodily features of Mother Yasoda. It is not that one should desire to become like Yasoda, for this is Mayavad. Either in parental affection or conjugal love, friendship, or servitorship, in any way, we must follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not try to become like them. Therefore, this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish this description, always thinking of Mother Yasoda's features, how she was dressed, how she was working and perspiring, how beautifully the flowers were arranged in her hair, and so on. One should take advantage of the full descriptions provided here by thinking of Mother Yasoda in maternal affection for Krishna. The Visvanatha Chakrabarti Thakur's commentary. This verse presents the ideal of motherly affection for Krishna. Anyone interested in cultivating Vatsalya Bhav, parental love, should meditate upon the bodily form, qualities, features, and affection of Mother Yasoda, described here. Yasoda's yellow sari, kshomam, was very fine, being made from fibers of the atasi tree. According to the Krama Deepika, Yasoda's complexion was blackish. She wore a belt around her full hips while churning the butter. The beauty of all Yasoda's limbs is indicated just by mentioning her wide hips, moving eyebrows, and tinkling bangles. Her arms, tired from churning, and her sweating face, both shone. Malati flowers fell like drops of rain from Yasoda's beautiful hair, which was blacker than a rain cloud. Text 4. While Mother Yasoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk from her breast, appeared before her. And in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from churning. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna was sleeping within the room, and as soon as he got up, he became hungry and went to his mother. Wanting to stop her from churning and drink the milk from her breasts, he stopped her from moving the churning rod. Text 5. Mother Yasoda then embraced Krishna, allowing him to sit on her lap, and began to look upon the face of the Lord with great love and affection. Because of her intense affection, milk was flowing from her breast. But when she saw that the milk pan on the oven was boiling over, she immediately left her son to take care of the overflowing milk, although the child was not yet fully satisfied with drinking the milk of his mother's breast. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Everything in the household affairs of Mother Yasoda was meant for Krishna. Although Krishna was drinking the breast milk of Mother Yasoda, when she saw that the milk pan in the kitchen was overflowing, she had to take care of it immediately, and thus she left her son, who then became very angry, not having been fully satisfied with drinking the milk of her breast. Sometimes one must take care of more than one item of important business for the same purpose. Therefore, Mother Yasoda was not unjust when she left her son to take care of the overflowing milk. On the platform of love and affection, it is the duty of the devotee to do one thing first and other things later. The proper intuition by which to do this is given by Krishna. Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jainamam upayanti te. Bhagavad Gita 10:10. In Krishna consciousness, everything is dynamic. Krishna guides the devotee in what to do first and what to do next on the platform of absolute truth. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Oh, how intelligent this child is! Saying this, Yasoda stopped churning and put Krishna on her lap to feed him her breast milk. But why did Mother Yasoda suddenly get up and leave? She got up to attend the milk boiling over on the stove. But how could Yasoda show so much interest in the boiling milk that she left Krishna unsatisfied and hungry? Yasoda was so concerned for what Krishna would eat and drink that she could temporarily ignore Krishna. Only those under the sway of prema can understand or talk about the remarkable actions of one impelled by pure love for Krishna. No one else can understand these matters. Text 6. Being very angry and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, Krishna, with false tears in his eyes, broke the container of yogurt with a piece of stone. He then entered a room and began to eat the freshly churned butter in a solitary place. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is natural that when a child becomes angry, he can begin crying with false tears in his eyes. So Krishna did this, and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, he broke the pot with a stone, entered a room, and began to eat the freshly churned butter.